back to Unseen Files by QP, the podcast where the paranormal isn't just heard, it's felt. I'm your host, Kao Pan, and every week we bring you stories of strange encounters, haunted spaces, and the unseen things that live in the corners of our world. Tonight's episode is a little bit different from what we usually talk about. I'm not reading you a message or pulling a story from an archive. Instead, we have our own podcast listener joining us live. Her name is Abby, and what she experienced when she was just 11 years old in a quiet, fog-covered house in Missouri stayed with her for over a decade. This isn't just about ghosts or houses with a history. It's about how fear follows you and how some memories don't fade, no matter how many years have passed. Abby, welcome to Unseen Files by KP.
Hi, KP. Thank you so much for having me. I'm honestly a bit nervous, but I'm ready to talk about it.
And I really appreciate that. You reached out with a short message that honestly gave me chills. And now we're going to take our time, start from the beginning, and go as deep as you're comfortable with. Sounds good?
All right. Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, so let's go back to 2017. So you were 11 years old, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where exactly were you living at that time?
So we had just moved to Missouri. It was like a rental house as well, mm-hmm. old, you know, the kind of wooden vibes. It had two stories. And I remember the way that the fog would always like sit in the window in the morning,
uh-huh.
and the whole place was like floating in smoke. It was pretty weird.
Mm-hmm.
And the staircase was right in the center of the house. It had this sharp half-turn landing with a square window facing the street. The stairs creaked so loud at night, like the wood was singing.
That kind of creaky staircase already sets the mood. Did your family know anything about the house beforehand?
No, nothing. We just needed a place. The landlord was very quiet, though. Gave us the key and said, "Don't open the attic."
Wait, so did you know there was an attic before that?
Nope. And that line, "Don't open the attic," it stuck with me right away. Like, it's just creepy.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's get into the first time you saw him. What happened?
Well, it was maybe our fourth or fifth day here. I was brushing my teeth upstairs in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
The mirror had a view of the stairs through, like, the cracked door.
Uh-huh.
I looked up, and then there was a man on the landing.
What? And it wasn't, like, your dad?
No. He was tall, maybe 6 feet, wearing what looked like to be an old brown suit.
What?
He was facing the wall, just, like, standing. And I thought it was my dad, but, like, it
yeah.
felt weird.
Yeah.
I looked away, then turned back, and he was gone.
What?
Yeah.
Do you, like, run to check what...
I
the
did.
Person was.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I did. No one was there. I asked my mom if my dad had just gone downstairs, and she looked confused because she said he had been outside for like 20 minutes. I was like, what?
What?
Yeah.
That's like one of those like classic ghost moves
yeah.
in a movie.
Yeah. Right? But it didn't stop there. No, no, no.
Whoa.
Over the next week, I started feeling like someone was behind me when I was using the stairs. I heard an extra step creak in the stairs, like always behind me.
What? That's actually really creepy. Did you like ever just stop and wait to see?
Yeah, once. I did it once. I stood on the stairs and waited, and I heard another creak, but behind me.
What?
And then I turned around again, and no one was there.
You're actually so brave to like be looking. I would
yeah.
just like pretend I didn't see it at
yeah.
all. Okay, so this, I remember, was the part that I found really, really strange when you
mm-hmm.
told me a story. It was like when your older sister started seeing things too.
Oh, yeah. My sister was 16 at the time. One day she said, "Ari, the quiet man says he lives on the stairs." And I froze.
She called him the quiet man?
Yes. I asked what she meant, and she was like, "He doesn't talk with words. He watches with his mouth."
Okay, that's honestly horrifying, and I would... What didn't you guys tell your parents, by the way?
I don't... We didn't really say anything yet.
Oh,
like,
okay.
I thought, like, she was just being, like, mean to bully me, like, you know how older sisters do, because I was already scared. Yeah. But then, like, she described the man tall, brown jacket, pale face, and no eyes. And my sister had never seen what I saw in the mirror. And yet, she was describing the same thing.
Okay, so she was not lying. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Okay, Abby, so tell us about the night where you decided to watch the stairs.
Oh my, I was too scared to sleep. So I kept my light off and I sat by the door and I was peeking through the crack.
Yeah.
And exactly at 3:17 a.m., I remember this time because it haunts me.
Uh-huh.
I heard the stairs creak slowly. Uh-huh. And I leaned out and saw the quiet man again.
Oh my
this time,
God.
Like, he turned back to look up at me.
What?
And his face was like melted or like waterlogged, you know, just like not disfigured exactly. Uh-huh. Just like wrong, like he wasn't made right, you know.
Yeah. Did you like say anything when you like saw him?
No, and he didn't say anything either. But I felt like this pressure in my ears.
Uh-huh.
Like he was screaming inside my head without
yeah.
making a sound, and I blacked out after that.
Whoa.
I just fainted.
That is very creepy.
Yeah.
Okay, so now this was the part of the story where you told me about the attic that you shouldn't be going into. So tell us how that started.
All right. So our helper was cleaning under the stairs and found a key wrapped in a string.
What?
We tried it on the attic door, which had been, like, nailed shut.
Mm-hmm.
But inside was one chair and a brown wool jacket on it. Old. Moldy.
Oh my God.
Under the jacket was a newspaper clipping from 1963.
Uh-huh.
It said, local teacher found dead in home. Authorities suspected suicide.
Oh my God. Now it all kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
Oh. Did it have like photos on the newspaper?
Yeah. And it was him. It was the guy I saw.
Oh.
It was a quiet man. My mom just stared and she wouldn't stop looking. That night she burnt the clipping and the jacket.
So does that mean your mom has been seeing it too then, but she hasn't been like mentioning it to you and your sister?
Maybe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So wait, did she explain why she burnt the clipping and the jacket?
Not really. She just said, we're not meant to be here. And then we left that weekend.
Okay, that was definitely a good decision
yeah.
that your mom made. Okay, so looking back at it now, what do you think was happening?
Honestly, I think he was trapped, like
mm-hmm.
maybe reliving the moment over and over, but I also think he was angry or lonely, which like maybe that's why he would always follow
mm-hmm.
me up the stairs, because he was lonely.
Yeah. Actually, I've heard like a theory that like whenever someone like commits suicide, they often live in like a loop during the time they killed themselves too.
Really?
So that could be like a possibility during, you know, 3:17
yeah.
a.m.
Yeah.
when
yeah,
he
like,
kept appearing.
Yeah, like I heard like people who just die in homes.
Yeah.
Like in their homes, they
yeah.
will always haunt that home. And
yeah.
like especially because people who live there, because like that's
yeah.
their
that,
old
yeah,
home, you know.
They feel that it's theirs.
Yeah.
And someone else living there is just
it's
not
weird
ideal
for them. Yeah.
So have you had any more experiences since you moved out of that house?
Oh no, no, thankfully.
Okay,
but
that's good.
I dream about that staircase.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, like, I'm waking up and, like, I mean, in my dream, I'm
yeah.
walking up it, and then I hear a creak behind me, and
uh-huh.
I always wake up before, like, before I reach the top.
Okay,
yeah.
That's good, but...
Yeah.
yeah. Okay, thank you, Abby, for telling us your story. It was very haunting,
yeah.
and... I hope by sharing it, you've helped others who are so afraid to talk about their own story. And yeah, if you guys ever got a story, please come and talk
yeah.
to me about it.
Yeah, of course. Thank you so much, KP. This honestly is really helping me like grow from my traumatizing experience.
Yeah.
And I hope that other people will get the courage to talk about it as well.
Yeah, you're very brave.
Yeah, thank you.